Been in the headlines recently with the Maui riot and the fatal shooting of an escapee here on Oahu. But our next segment deals with inmates at the Saguaro Prison in Arizona, where many Hawaii convicted criminals have been sent because of a lack of bed space in the islands. We talk with film producer Kiara Lacey about the making of the film Out of State.
Prior to making Out of State, I'd never been to a prison. I actually didn't know anyone who had been to prison, really. So why make a film about this? In 2011, I got really sick. I was living in New York at the time. I'd lived in New York for about 10 years on and off. And I returned home for recovery. And while I was in physical therapy, I had an auntie, my auntie Clara Pana. She would toss out ideas. She'd be like, you should make a movie about this, or you should make a movie about that. And at the time, I didn't know if I'd be able to go back to work again. And so it was all stuff I'd like file in the back of my head, thinking, probably won't be able to do this. And one day she said, you know, there are these Native Hawaiian men who are dancing hula at this prison in Arizona, and something about all of it didn't make sense to me. And I went home, and a few weeks later I found a short clip online on YouTube, the only thing I could find, and I watched it and I cried. And something about this idea of our cultural practice behind bars, so far away from home, and the metaphor of it all, it really struck me. And, you know, as crazy as this might sound, I don't know, I just thought maybe we could heal each other. And that was 2011. It's 2019 now, so, you know, hopefully I'm doing much better, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, help things as well for our population.
Now, this film that you created has been screened at a number of places. Oh, it's screened in the prison, I imagine?
It is screened in prisons. It has not gone back to Saguaro yet. So we're really looking forward to being able to do that. That's something we've been working with the prison to set up.
So where did it get seen, though, here?
It is now in partnership with Hawaii Council for the Humanities. It's part of a 12-part course talking about reintegration. So it piloted it last fall at Halawa Correctional Center, and is now at the Women's Center.
Oh, but yeah. I can't wait till it gets screened in Arizona.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it.
That's going to be, I think, pretty emotional.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for a lot of the men, these stories are personal. You know, it's not just seeing someone on screen. You know, we talk about authentic storytelling and showing, you know, people that look like us on screen, but, you know, these are people that they know. You know, these are people from our own community, so, and people who they've spent a lot of time with, so it becomes much more personal.
So you follow two men. We're going to be listening to a clip here. Set the stage.
Yeah, we follow two men in the film, Hale and David, and, you know, in this clip we'll hear from David as he sort of talks about his life in prison and what got him there.
You need to know your culture to know who you really are.
One ounce of Hawaiian before I even came to jail. I learned everything in jail.
Wow. Now, so this, I'm sure, is about how that experience changed them. But how did it change you?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, this film really forced me to think about what I believe in. You know, I always like to think, or I think everyone likes to think, that they're open-minded or that they can have a confidence in what they believe in, but do we really get that challenged all the time in a meaningful way? And I'm somebody that believes in second chances, but how much do I really believe in that? And, you know, I'd like to believe in it for myself, but do I really believe in it for others? And this kind of pushed the test of that. And what I was reminded and what I learned through this process is we all make mistakes. And sometimes the dividing line between whether or not we're on the inside or the outside is luck. Sometimes it's money. But truly, like, there is going to be a point, you know, where you're going to need somebody's forgiveness, whether it means that you're in prison or not. And I think this film really forced me to think about that in a real way. And I believe in it.
It sounds like it's about hope that, you know, change can happen. And Hula was just part of it. I don't know, as far as keeping up with the two subjects in your film, I mean, where are they at now?
I would love to chat about that more. But we kind of like shift away from that a little bit, if only because I want people to watch all the way to the end.
Okay. And that's, let's not give it away.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's important thing to realize that, you know, in this film, we're following real life. And you can't predict where real life goes. And when you look at the statistics that people face when it comes to coming into prison and returning to the community in a really healthy way, you know, the odds are stacked against you. And so, you know, I can happily say I stay in contact with the men, but it's always a challenge. The understanding and following what people go through step by step, I think that understanding is going to be really important for our community to be able to participate in.
Now, I'm just coming off of watching Patrick Mokuakani's show, Imua, at the Hoi Theater, and there is a segment in there where he goes into San Quentin Prison and he teaches a class there. And those men are changed by what he has taught them. It's very powerful.
Yeah, and number one, I'm a fan of Patrick's work. I'm grateful for all the stuff that he's done in San Quentin. And something I can say from going to Saguaro is prison is about restriction of right. And one of the things you can't take away from somebody is who they are, who their identity is. And to go to this unlikely spot, like a prison in Arizona, and with all the homesickness, with all the distance and differences from where you come from, to find a connection to who you are in this unlikely setting is incredibly powerful. And I've always used culture as a Hawaiian as my compass, and I think it gave a compass to a lot of our men. But the real question is, you know, once you find yourself changed in this setting, like, are you able to use that despite the structures and systems at hand to stay changed? You know, it's tough. It's tough when you haven't held a job for 15 years. When we were in prison, I saw some men see a cell phone for the first time. Could you imagine operating in this world today without knowing how to use email or a cell phone? I mean, that's real. It's real.
So talk about your experience as a filmmaker, knowing that you worked on this project for as long as it did, and then you know, being able to see it screened and winning awards.
You know, it's funny. I'm grateful for all of it, but truly, like, the point of it is to show that this issue is important. The awards, the places this film has shown, is to show that hopefully, number one, the work is quality, but number two, if other people recognize that this film is valuable, maybe our home and our community will too. And I'm hopeful it'll start conversations, you know, that we really need to have, because no person's an island. We live on an island, but we're not an island. And so for every individual that goes to prison from our home, they have families, they have children. And so, you know, in recognition that they're responsible for their sentences, they're responsible for what they've done, we also need to remember that they come home to people. And I am hopeful that all the awards and all the places that this film has gone to just help actually push forward that, you know, watch the film, let's have a conversation.
And so what's next for you? What's your next project, do you know?
Oh, there are so many. And that's the cool thing. There's always going to be a new thing to talk about. I am in partnership with another filmmaker. Her name is Kristen Marquez out of California. She's another Native Hawaiian, and she's rad. You'll love her. And we're working on a film called The Ninth Island. It is about Hawaiians and their connection to their home. And the difficulty sometimes to afford to stay here. As the title suggests, you know, I might be spending some time in Vegas, as many Hawaiians do, and as I have as a Hawaiian. So we'll see what happens. But as you can see with Out of State, that film took a very long time to make. And, you know, we're optimistic this one will take a little bit longer, but it might be a little bit of time before I have another one to show.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
Thank you.
Out of State will air on Independent Lens on PBS Hawaii May 6th, but if you can't wait, there's a special screening at the Hawaii State Museum on Wednesday, May 1st, that's tomorrow, from 5:30 to 8 p.m.